Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the world's new media capital and, we're so proud, the hometown of Bubba the Love Sponge, St. Petersburg, Florida. Picture this. I'm looking up to my left in a thoughtful pose, my right index finger gently tapping against my lower lip. Outwardly, I'm introducing my guests, Scrubs TV stars Donald Faison and Dave Franco. Inwardly, I'm daydreaming, trying to imagine what their co-star, Zach Braff, would be thinking if he were me. How would Braff, who plays JD on the show, introduce his extremely close friend Faison, a.k.a. Turk, in a way that would both warm your heart and reveal something unintentionally embarrassing about their relationship? And what would he say about Franco, about whom I know little going into this interview, except that a similarly named actor, James Franco, is currently appearing on an ABC soap opera? That, too, must be my imagination. Ah, the daydream just went poof. I slipped in a puddle deliberately left on the floor next to my desk by the janitor. Damn you, janitor. Donald Faison and Dave Franco, welcome to Mr. Media.
What up? How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Chilling.
Good.
How
you doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Hey, welcome you both. And Donald, I got to ask, you've been very busy leading up to tonight's Scrubs ninth season premiere, what with assuring the world that Zach is, in fact, not dead. I guess the fun never stops, does it?
Yeah. Zach's alive. Everybody can see him on Tuesday night on ABC at 9 o'clock.
Did I say tonight? I'm sorry. I meant tomorrow.
Well, it. I'm just, you know, making sure that that your listeners know that it's tomorrow. But, yeah, it is tomorrow. And, he's alive. And if he were to die, I would sing at his funeral.
You guys made a great video reassuring everyone of that. That was fun. Coming back for a ninth season, what's going to happen this season that has not been covered in the eight previous seasons? Obviously, there's a change going on.
Right. There are, I guess, five new cast members this season. Five new cast members. It might be four. I'm not wrong. I don't know. Anyway, but that's the difference. Turk and Dr. Cox and JD are teachers, and the show now, you know, revolves around new med students coming into their own.
And are these guys really qualified to teach? Has it been that long? I mean, I you know, you watch the repeats on Comedy Central, you feel like they're so young, but I mean, it's eight seasons have passed, right?
Yeah, eight seasons has passed. Yeah, I think they're qualified to teach. I think it's a refreshing new look at the show, you know, at what Scrubs is. I definitely think Turk is qualified to teach.
How does it change the relationship between Turk and JD?
It doesn't. They're still crazy. they're considered adults now. And you remember how it was when you were all of a sudden considered an adult and you had all the responsibility in the world. But you still kind of felt like you were maybe as young as the people who looked up to you or you were mentoring. You know what I mean? I think that's how Turk and JD feel.
I'm actually still waiting for that to happen, but I'll take your word
really?
For it. Dave, hold on one second. I've got one more thing I want to ask Donald about. I saw you dancing with Pee Wee Herman on The Tonight Show. How was that?
That was a dream come true, I'm going to be honest with you. I wish it lasted a little longer, but I can now say that I have danced with Pee-wee. A lot of people can't say that. I actually got to do the Pee-wee Herman dance with Pee-wee Herman, so that was cool.
That was very cool. Oh, you know, I almost forgot. Wait, Judy Reyes, is not back this year. How is that going to be dealt with?
Turk talks to her on the phone a lot this year. You know, she's a stay-at-home mom this year. Carla is.
Any will she be making any appearances, or is she, you know?
So far, no. As of right now, no.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Not just for the story, but very easy on the eyes, your TV woman.
Yeah, she is very easy on the eyes. But yeah, unfortunately, not this season.
All right. Well, now, Dave, welcome. How does it feel coming into a show as well-established and partly insane as Scrubs?
It's been fun, man. Yeah, like you're saying, it's like coming into this well-oiled machine, you know. And although there is a lot of new cast members and new crew members, you know, with these returning cast, they made us feel at home right away, and it was especially fun to be around them at the beginning when we were all kind of getting our bearings and you know, just trying to get comfortable. And you know, whenever I remember, one of the first scenes I did was with Donald, and he's been doing this for so long, and he's so free with the material and comfortable on set that it's infectious, you know, and it really put us at ease. And so that definitely was great at the start. And then, you know, as the weeks went on and we all got to know each other, we all became more comfortable, and it's been amazing, man.
Now, as I understand it, you are a med student in the new season.
Yes, correct.
The dream sequences have not ended. I saw a scene of you and a very attractive young woman in class. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. One of our first days of filming.
Was that like day one?
Well, yeah, it could have been day one. The very attractive Carrie Bechet, who plays Lucy, she pretty much licks me from the bottom of my neck to the top of my face. And I remember thinking, I was like, man, I'm just getting paid right now. But no, I mean, it really makes the show fun. Like, what I love about the show is that, I mean, more than pretty much, I mean, anything I can really think of off the top of my head, not to, you know, promote our own show like that, but it balances the drama and comedy so well, where it feels so much more seamless than other shows and movies that try to do it, where when the drama comes, it doesn't seem like very jarring, like where it's like, okay, whoa. Now we're just throwing in the dramatic scene just for the sake of having a dramatic scene. It just works so seamlessly, and then at the same time, the show just it doesn't take itself too seriously, which I think people love, and it just makes it so accessible.
And finally, what do you know about this other Franco dude moonlighting on ABC's General Hospital? Is he doing this at this particular moment just to steal your thunder?
let's say yeah. Yeah, he wanted to be on a doctor show on ABC, and nah, you know, he's got his reasons, and he does what he wants to do, man.
of all the months to be on a doctor show on ABC,
exactly.
Yeah, you have our permission to slap him around a little bit. Folks, listen, you can catch Scrubs 1 hour season premiere on Tuesday, December 1st, 9 p.m. on ABC, and you can catch the episodes you miss at abc.com. And Donald Faison and Dave Franco, I love the show, have been watching it from season one, and appreciate talking to you guys today. Thanks so
Bob,
much for
you've
joining
already
us.
Seen, you've already seen season nine, Bob?
No. Did
you
I say nine
yet.
Season?
What
did I say?
Well, you said you've enjoyed the show. I thought you've seen some of the episodes this year.
Oh no, I saw a little bit of the first episode.
Right on. Mm. Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
My pleasure. Good luck, and hopefully we'll get to talk to you guys again.
Cool. Thanks so
much,
man.
Take care, guys.
You too.
Bye bye. And folks, for more interviews with your favorite TV stars, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the stars of Castle, Make It or Break It, The Secret Life of the American Teenager, and many more. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, blogcritics.org, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, Mediafly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman or facebook.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.